This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the Portland Trail Blazers announced on the day of their final game of the season that Chauncey Billups will be returning, agreeing to a multi-year contract extension. We don't know how many years for either Billups or for Joe Cronin on their extensions, but for the foreseeable future, those will be the two guys in control. Cronin, we found out a couple of weeks ago on Sunday, we found out Chauncey Billups in a multi-year contract extension. This was something that at the beginning of the year, it did seem like it would be a stretch to say that Chauncey Billups would be back. But as the season went on, and you had said this on the air several times, there is an openness and a willingness for Chauncey Billups to return.
Yeah, no, and that was the thing of this, where things changed, I guess, is the easiest way to put this, is in December, this was not on the table. It was not on the table. And I've talked to Blunt. I've talked to Chauncey multiple times throughout the year, and and off the record conversations about kind of where things stood and where he thought things were at. And I would say probably 6 weeks, 2 months ago, somewhere right in that range, that changed. And that's why I was like, look, it's opened a door. And even last week I said, I didn't think it was likely to happen still, but it started to circulate. You have to kind of read between the lines on stuff of like what people want out there versus what is actually going on out there. And there was, with everybody in town for Hoop Summit, there was a lot of talk about will he or won't he kind of a deal. And you had heard that the Blazers and Billups' representative, Andy Miller, were talking, but we didn't know how close things were truly going to get and how much of it was a narrative being pushed as opposed to, no, they're actually going to do it. And it wasn't a surprise, but I thought they would wait a couple of days to kind of see where things went, because we'll talk about the Budenholzer firing in Phoenix. There were two teams in Denver and Phoenix that had interest in Chauncey Billups.
And those are both open.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. And then Memphis as well is an open job. And that kind of grindhouse feel, but it would be in line with the way that Chauncey Billups coaches. But the Blazers do extend Billups, and Joe Cronin was asked about the timing of it yesterday after the game in the season-ending press conference.
You know, the last couple of years, it's been complicated. From, you know, a team that we hoped could be competitive a few years ago to a team that had a really rough season the year prior to, very subpar start to this season. So those are tough, you know, navigating that as a group, and that's something I'm really proud of is how we stayed together. Nobody panicked. We believed in what we were building. We believed in, you know, the group of people we have, including, of course, you know, the players that we have. And when we started taking those steps, it was, you know, I don't think it was anything that surprised us. We just didn't know exactly when that was going to happen. When those guys, you know, started playing the level of defense that we expected, when they, you know, started to be more and more connected, when, you know, we started winning ball games and being really competitive on a nightly basis, that changed everything for us. And we're really proud of, you know, what's happened this second half of the season.
Is that concerning to you that you hear, we know, and I know there's a lot of people that are upset with the Chauncey Billups extension because
they think they're going a lot more than it does.
Well, they're going to down the road of, well, we have a large enough sample size. We're going to take this last stretch of the season and say that's definitively, because you're hearing Joe Cronin. Mm-hmm. Joe Cronin doesn't help this by saying, look, we looked at what happened at the end of the year. Well, we'll be winning 10 of 12 games in that stretch pre-All-Star break, coming back from the All-Star break and performing above expectations and not shutting guys down, albeit against competition that was not very good in the back half of the year. But they started winning games, peeling off games. They were gunning for the playing game for the longest time, which you and I both were like, that ain't it, boss. But is this sample size enough to kind of push people over the hump? Or what? To me, it doesn't.
Look, this is where I stand. If you're using Chauncey Billups' record against him, you're being willfully stupid. Full stop. Mm-hmm. You're being willfully stupid. There is intentional tanking in there that amounts to probably 100 games.
And this is where I go to, you can't use his full body of work either.
No.
This,
you can't.
The back half of this season, I do not believe is enough to sit there and be like, yep, guy of the future. But Chauncey Billups was hired and then handed a turd sandwich of a roster.
That's
rough to say, but think of where they were. He gets hired. Damian Lillard requests a trade, not because of Chauncey Billups.
No, because of everything that happened before.
And then goes, you have a complete rebuild as opposed to taking over a team that is a perennial playoff team. Mm-hmm. And then they rip it down to the studs, are intentionally losing games his first three seasons at the end of the year and really going bare bones on everything. It was not a good roster, not a roster that was built to compete or win any games. And then we saw this year, I think if you use the full body work, and I just won't go the last 41 games, which Joe Cronin is in saying that because they played a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's not helping the narrative around Chauncey Billups, because this year in its entirety was wholly development and getting guys to buy in. Mm-hmm. And he has done that.
And that's the thing. It's more important than the wins or losses for them right now. I'm efforting. I want to grab some audio from the exit interview here that we can kind of revisit a little bit later, but I'll paraphrase some of what came out of some of the other players. The players all wanted Chauncey Billups back, even though it's tough to play defense like that. They enjoy it. They enjoy going out there and being a complete pain for opponents. And some of the other guys have had, like, Ant's been open about it. Jeremy's been open about it. Like, as it's been difficult in the sense of the offense changing and where guys have certain roles. Matisse Thybulle, even outside of his injury, he was kind of unsure of where he was going to fit into things, despite being a defensive specialist. Denny talked about when he got here, unsure of his role and opportunity and what he was going to do. But the one thing that they all say is, we're happy to have him back because he empowers us. He trusts us. He builds us up. He takes us down when we need it. And then he helps us get through the next thing. And there was a line from Matisse that I thought was really funny, where he goes, I don't know, man. I don't know exactly how old Chauncey is, but how many coaches in the league can get on a practice court with us, stop, show us exactly how we need to do it, and everyone in the room knows, yeah, that's probably how you should do it because he won a title and was an NBA Finals MVP. Probably a good guy to, like, look, you don't have to be a Hall of Famer to be a great coach. In fact, most of the time, significantly, in the league, it's not Hall of Fame players that are great coaches, but there is a level of additional buy-in when you've done it before. There is a little bit more juice behind it, as if you will. These guys, for whatever you want to call it, they ride for him. And I've been saying this for 3 years.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I will say it again. I've said it God knows how many times. I don't think Chauncey Billups is the best X's and O's coach. And he admitted as much in his exit interview. Where I want to get better is on the offensive side of the ball, being more creative, being more about player movement, about body movement, and how I can visit those things and get better at those things. He's not dumb. He knows what he's looking at and where his shortcomings are. And where Chauncey is as a coach now versus where he was 3 years ago is vastly different. And we've got people on the text line. There's two championship level coaches, I'm telling you, that are available. Why don't the Blazers go get that? Because they're not a championship level team. Stop it. There is never, ever, 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 ever been a great coach that took a bad team to the playoffs. It's not happened. Great teams make great coaches. Stop with the whole, the coach fixes everything. I'm so sick and tired of it. Stop being willfully ignorant about that. That is not how this works. You don't go, Eric Spoelstra, you come here, it's a title team. No. No, that's not how this works. Michael Malone, Michael Malone just got fired because he's so over the top and so grating that he gets fired.
Look, in fandom, we've all been guilty of this, being like, oh, hey, maybe Boonholzer, maybe Michael Malone, maybe Taylor Jenkins, right?
Yeah.
The reality is, those three jobs are also open: Denver, Memphis, Phoenix. Okay, there will be other jobs that do open up over the course of this offseason. Mm-hmm. The Blazers' job is right now the fourth most attractive, maybe third with but Phoenix still has stars.
No,
but
one
a star. but it's one of the least attractive jobs because of the lack of a star player, right? And there is a lot more that is kind of percolating around this. Chauncey Billups, I think, did a very good job of developing players this year.
Yes.
This year, I don't think that you can look at it and you could say anything otherwise, because he did.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did, and the guys started buying in at the end of the year. But there is also a larger issue with this Blazers team. When you look at it, and look, some red flags started going up when they were talking about what's this offseason and what is on this roster right now. Because you said it, great talent makes great coaches.
Yep.
That is true. It sure didn't sound like from Joe Cronin or Chauncey Billups after the game yesterday that they are in a position where they're going out and wanting to make, whether you want to call it making a big swing or going and making a significant roster change that will result in anything other than 36 and 46, like we saw this year, because the comments were, this is a slippery slope.